Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You need to be part of the solution or you're going to be, or you know what? I'm going to consider you part of the problem. Because the way you fix stuff is you find out what's going on, right? And then you make a difference. You make a change. You get informed and you make that change. You make it a form change. You can make things different. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You're hearing, I'm cautiously optimistic about what's going on right now in Congress. I think McCarthy's going to have to fight a lot to get some of the stuff that he needs to get done, that he wants to get done, for that matter. We'll see. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room. I started talking about this earlier, but I never finished it up. And when you think about Joe Biden's trip over the weekend to to the border, what a well-choreographed job they did. Now, I don't know if you remember this, but remember when Obama went to Cuba to speak to the Castro boys? And he's doing the wave with Raul Castro, one of the most vicious human beings on the planet. Right? I mean, the guy had no heart, or has no heart. He's still alive. And he's there doing a wave at a baseball game with him. It's ridiculous. Right? And when they went there, you heard story after story, you read story after story, you saw pictures of what it was like before. Dissidents in the street, people just basically, I won't say dying in the streets, because it just sounds, you know, over the top. But basically, and it's funny because when President Obama went through, the routes from the airport to their equivalent of the White House, if you would, was totally cleared and a block beyond. It was cleaned up. It was cleared. So that when we saw it, it would be antiseptic. It would look clean. It was ridiculous. And many Americans bought into it. Well, look, Cuba's not so bad. You know what they did with those people in the streets? They threw them in jail. That's what they did with them. Wasn't that heartwarming? Now you see him going to Texas. The same roads that he went down to Texas, that they took him down, not less than a week ago, they were overrun by illegals. They were overrun by people there. The bridges had illegals lined up on them. Where'd they all go? Anybody have an idea? They cleaned the streets. They cleaned the area. They cleaned these people out. Now, some people who saw what was going on said they were throwing clothes in the bins. Right? Get them out of the way. Get them off the streets. Sarah Carter, who watched the garbage trucks throw out things in front of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church during the whole thing going down, she was filming what was going on. Right? It's just amazing. And it wasn't just her. You had a half a dozen people watching what was going on. Really, in all sincerity, you had about half a dozen people watching what was going on, watching what was happening. And some couldn't figure out, I mean, some people are dull. All there is to it. But some people couldn't figure out what was going on. It's like, yo, the president's coming to town. What do you think they're going to do? They're not going to wait. They're doing something now. They don't want the aggravation. They don't want the headache. And Joey B's going to, you know what he's going to do? He's going to, well, look, yeah, everything looks good. I mean, I took a ride down there, and there was no real issues. It's not as bad as Republicans are saying. They're really making this whole thing up. And what's really funny is when you hear people talking about Joe Biden, Democrats, they say he's got a problem. He's got mental issues. And you say to yourself, okay, so if he has mental issues, you believe him to have mental issues, then why in God's creation you believe what he's saying? I got to ask. Right? 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Right? You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. You can sign up for the weekly for the email blast. I can say weekly, but that would be a lie. You can go out every couple of weeks. I keep forgetting to send them. Or you can sign up for the texts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm hoping my next guest makes it in time. We're going to talk about, you know, where are you going to be in 2023 when it comes to your finances. You need to know what to do. Be back in a little bit.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
You know, Christmas is over. We got some great deals going on out there. One of those places to be, is MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. I can't make it any easier than that for you. At least I didn't make it supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, right? Use promo code Joe. When you get there, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Now, I've been joking with you about the slippers. I have his slippers. I have this MyPillow slipper. They're great. I love them. I enjoy them. Although there was a commercial. I don't know if you ever heard this, he probably really knocked me upside the head. But There's a commercial where the woman says they're elegant and you can wear them anywhere. I'm sorry, they're not elegant. They're bedroom slippers. You can wear them out to the mailbox. You can wear them like that. Please don't wear them out. Don't go to a restaurant with them. Anyway, you go, you'll save a boatload of money. Like I said, 30 to 70%. You'll enjoy. And look, if you hate them, he's made a deal to take them back. He'll take them back in 60 days. You can walk around with all your stinky little feet and those shoes, and everything's fine and wonderful. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciate the time that you are spending with me here. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, my next guest, who's getting ready, we had...
I'm here.
Yeah, well, I know you're here.
I'm alive. I'm a well... Listen,
yeah.
The world is changing quickly.
And it's going to change by the time you get everything all set up, too. We're going to be on cryptocurrency, because our money is going to be worth garbage. I'll talk about something while you're doing your thing there, and... I did a story earlier about how the housing market is down 38% in sales. You and I both live in an area where there's a lot of development going on, a lot of developers. And I called some of them and I said, what do you do now? Because you have talked on your show many a times about how, you know, these interest rates go up a quarter of a point, half a point, whatever. And that young family that was looking to move to a nice neighborhood, and they're moving into these $500,000 starter homes. I mean, can you imagine telling your dad at one point, hey, a $500,000 home, it's a starter home, Dad?
Well, I'll tell you, when things changed for homes is the same time that things changed for cars, which was probably in the late 60s, early 70s, maybe mid 70s, when all of a sudden it went from the purchase price to the monthly payment.
Yep.
Once they switched into that world, prices can go through the roof. And you have to, because we're no longer backed by the dollar. So now you have a currency that's whatever they say it is. There's no limitation to it. It's not as if, oh, we have more gold, so we can now, print more money. It doesn't work that way. That's changed.
Yep.
Changed everything. You know, remember, you walk into a car dealership today, and what do they say? You say, hey, how much is that blue car? You know that one over there in the corner? Yeah, that one. And they say, well, how much can you afford a month? You're like, no. Like, how much is it if I want to buy it? Well, how much do you want to pay a month? What can you afford a month? It changes because
yep.
Suddenly the home purchase price, which is the monthly amount, has gone up 30, 40, 50%. That's very difficult to try to track that and to have two people live. That's why you're seeing this rush away from the cities, away from the New York's, L.A.'s, San Francisco, San Jose, even Dallas proper, and moving out to the suburbs. Try to go north of Dallas. You know, they're building suburbs right on the Oklahoma border. Same thing with, the east side of Louisiana. They're building all the way. And it's just beginning. Because Florida today has an influx of dollars. Florida. That is almost four times that of Texas. That's an enormous amount of money.
Did you hear about Texas's latest? They have a $33 billion surplus from 22.
That's right.
And you know that comes from the people that move there. The more tax dollars that they're getting in and what have you. You know, so it's definitely makes it a lot easier to deal with and handle. But here in California, we've lost. Last year or the year before, we lost over 140,000. Families, if you would, left the state.
Totally. And you have everything from the school district suffering because they get paid a percentage of the people, a percentage dollar for the amount of people. So the more that kids leave, parents took their kids out of school, what was it, 6, 8, 10% in some districts down.
Yeah.
And yet schools are hiring at record rates. They're replacing and building administrators. They're building new schools. It's this machine that you have to feed. And as much as I love my educators, it's very difficult to figure out a plan to pay somebody $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 a month for the next 25 or 30 years. There just isn't the money for it.
You know, and again, I don't want to give away any names or anything like that. But you know, some of the school districts in our area just finished negotiating with the teachers for pay, for salary, And shortly thereafter, remember, California claimed that they were flush with cash, right? I mean, Governor Newsom was talking about how great it was here, and I know his latest speech was really hilarious, the one about how much more California is free than the other states. I thought that was kind of funny myself.
Yeah.
And so,
and look, we saw this because California started selling or issuing what we would call junk bonds or virtual junk bonds,
yes,
many,
right,
years ago. And when they started moving through this process of this junk bond status and pushing the funds out the door and collecting money, they went from debt to on one side, and then they put it in the bank.
Yep.
So imagine for a minute if you were to say, I just took a cash advance on my credit card. That cash advance on your credit card, and you put it in the bank. And you said, oh, look, I have $10,000 in the bank, see? I'm not broke. You see, it's called a balance sheet. Assets, what you own, and liabilities, what you owe. What California did is it just shifted money.
Oh, yeah. But we went, you know, Eric, we went from $180 billion in the hole. And then Uncle Joey showed up with a check for cousin Gavin Newsom. Bailed him out of that. We were making, they were bringing in record number from, you know, gas tax, all the taxes too, into the coffers. And now you see what's happening. We're told at the school board level that we're $28 billion in the hole and that we need to start looking at programs that we may have to cut. Figure that one out.
I only think that they're moving down a direction of, I think it's the great consolidation. It's the only way to make it work.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope to. God bless. All right, we're going to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Can you make it through 2023 financially? Well, I have no clue. We're going to ask the expert. Be back in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 16 people reported dead as atmospheric river storms continue to drench populated areas of California. In Monterey County Monday, David Peppel, his wife Jeannie, and their dog had to be airlifted to safety after their Arroyo Seco home was surrounded by water. In a basket at the bottom of a cable, it was David's first ever helicopter ride.
When I watched my wife, she spun around a little bit when she got to the top. But when I got to the top, we really spun to where I closed my eyes the last 10 seconds, probably.
More storms are on the way into the weekend. The search continues for a suspect in a mass stabbing at McDonald's just outside of Washington, D.C. Three people were stabbed inside the fast food restaurant about 6:45 this morning in Silver Spring, Maryland. So far, it's believed the suspects knew the victims who were eating breakfast at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We're back at it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we all win. When you get informed, we all win. If you stay stupid, I don't know what to tell you. We all lose. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The wealth advisor, Arif Halaby, joins me as he does from time to time, to try to let us know. Well, first of all, before I get rolling here, tell them about your company. Tell them what you do and how you can help them and how they're going to survive 2023.
Well, I appreciate it, Joe.
Okay.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, first of all, a couple of things going on. I think most people don't realize that the financial world has obviously changed, but not to their benefit. Now, I say that and you go, well, Arif, it's $27 for a dozen of eggs. I get it. You realize that it's almost as if somebody is creating things on purpose. I know, call me silly. It's almost like a conspiracy theory.
Are you one of those conspiracy guys?
How many of them have come true now? Have we thought about this and gone through this? So here's where I'm coming from in the financial preparation and what's going on. I think you have to realize paying off bad debt is something you better do sooner rather than later. Very important. It means getting two jobs. It means working part-time at another job, whatever it might be. Because you have to pay off bad debt. That's credit card debt, personal loans, anything that with a variable loan. If you don't pay it off quickly, you're going to end up being in a position to where they're going to raise rates. And ultimately, I think that's going to eat up your savings. You're going to see mass layoffs across the board. We're already seeing that at Amazon. We were predicting this probably three, four months ago, when we started seeing rates happen. You're going to see teachers striking, water and power workers striking. You're going to see blue flu at police departments. All of these folks are going to be disjointed in the way their operations, because inflation is going to be the conversation to talk about. And everybody's going to push back. And the only way to survive it, in my opinion, is for you to be prepared. Right? Everybody says, oh, should I get some gold? Look, you can't eat gold. Somebody has to understand the value. That means somebody else has to have a scale. That means they have to have the ability to weigh it. Do I like it? Look, I don't mind if you have some, 10% of your money in gold. I'm okay with that. I don't mind if you have 10% of your net worth in real estate. You can't take a piece of drywall to the grocery store. So you need cash flow. You need money coming in every single month, every single month. That's going to be, in my opinion, the secret to get out of this mess, because that's the only way to do it.
It's a secret for us to protect ourselves. It's a secret for us to have. So well, what about those of us who are maybe up there a little bit more in age? You know, I hear 2020, it's really funny. Depending on the economist you listen to or you have on, 2023 is a crapshoot. Either it's going to be terrible for the first half of the year, it's going to be terrible the whole year, we won't rebound to 2024. It's really interesting to hear these guys talk. But, you know, to your point, there are plenty of people who don't have money coming in on a regular basis other than, I don't know, some minor investments, Social Security, maybe some stocks and bonds, that kind of stuff. What do they do?
Well, there's no question there's going to be a recession. They say we're going to be a soft landing. I'll tell you, it's very similar to driving a car on ice or driving a boat where you're trying to drive. You can't make a sharp turn. You're constantly course correcting, so you're adjusting, adjusting, adjusting. So by the time you pull into the dock or you slow down and you pull up, you have to adjust as you go. We cannot do that in the current situation of money because the pipeline has already been fed. It's over. Whatever's in the middle and coming out the end of the pipeline has happened weeks, months, even maybe a year ago. So you have to prepare as if this pipeline is not going to work to your benefit. Keep your cash available. Oh, yes, Eric, if it goes down 7, 8, 10%, depending on who you listen to, maybe more per year. It does. But as the banks are being stripped of their cash, if as you can see, there's about $100 billion every single month that's being removed from the system. That's why you see CD rates at 3, 4, 5%. Because banks are saying, no longer can we get money from the Federal Reserve or other banks that are flush with cash. We need money from you. So come and give us your money. How do they communicate to you to bring us their money, bring us your money? By raising interest rates. So when you start to see CDs and other money market type rates that are increasing, that's because they want you to give them their money, because money supply is in short supply. Very good to understand what the next consequence, in my opinion, is, which is you're going to start to see a reduction in real estate because there isn't the demand for it. Now, there's microclimates. Beverly Hills, Malibu, downtown Manhattan, high-rise, Miami Beach right on the water, right? There's places like that that aren't going to go away and maybe won't even have a decline of any significance. But most of where all of us live, it's not those places.
No.
Right? So I think the opportunity to buy investment property in the next 12 months, not in 2 months, but in the next 12 months might be a reality. I think the ability to take a look and see where the stock market's going, I'm not a fan of it. I think it's a gamble. I know too many people that sit there, they watch who puts money in and they take your money. It's almost like a poker tournament, right? If you've not seen it where you've heard the old adage, Joe, maybe you have, right? You're sitting at the poker table.
Yep.
There's six of you playing. You just sat down. You look left. You look right. You're trying to find who the pansy is, who the person is that's going to lose their money. And if you can't figure it out within a couple minutes, it's you. That's me, because I don't play poker. I'm like, right away, I just go, hi, everybody. They're like, hey, you want to play? I'm like, okay, $20 for you, $20 for you. There,
there you go.
Just
give it to them, and yeah, you'll save the aggravation.
Yeah, I can go do other things. I'll get my money now.
Well, people on a regular basis are talking about what they need to do to protect themselves, shore themselves up. You know, you're coming into 2023 again, where, you know, you and I discussed it with you earlier about the housing market at 38%, lower than it was 16 months ago. And I've talked to some of the local developers who say, look, we're going to either have to lower the cost of the product or we're going to have to do something to help with the financing. But, Arif, I don't see how a young couple, going to buy a $500,000 home here in California, a starter home, who's going to give them the money down?
I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Number one, you rent.
Okay.
And you live with your family, or you live with another couple.
Don't encourage them.
Yeah. I'll give you Joe's address later. And then the first thing you do is you buy a rental property, a duplex if possible, or maybe even a fourplex. And you don't live on any of the sides if you can afford to not. And you rent it out.
Okay.
And then you do it again. So now you have two and three rentals, or two or three or four doors. Those are the people that pay for your mortgage, not you. Right? The biggest mistake and the biggest lie I think we were all taught, because it was a marketing campaign by the Realtors Association, is the American dream is to own a home. I'm sure it's somebody's dream, the title company, the loan company, it's their dream because you make their dream come true. But explain to me how getting into debt for the next 30 years, where you're the one that has to go to work every single day, is the answer. I think owning a home to live in is wonderful, provided somebody else pays for it. And I don't mean the government. I mean other renters, people that are building their businesses or building their financial lives or stepping up. I don't like it if people go out and buy a house to live in right off the bat. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, you're right about that. We were always told that, you know, property ownership, owning your own house was, you know, the thing that you strive to do. And then you could go from there with it. But I know that back in 2009, some of the people I was dealing with and talking with, they used their house as an ATM machine. And some of those people lost their homes when the crap hit the fan, because even though they pulled money out of it, they bought things that did not bring in income. And, you know, they got the boat and they got the RV, and now they're having to sell it for half of what they bought it for.
Yeah, and that's the idea if you're looking at buying a liability, a boat, an RV, sea dues. Those are all wonderful things, but you let somebody else pay for it, right? You buy an asset with your money. I always talk about Robert Kiyosaki because in 1997 he changed my life, allowed us to have an amazing life simply because of just following, you know, his ideas. But look, nobody is perfect. You say, oh, but did you not hear what he said here, or President Trump there? Or mm-hmm. Nobody is perfect. But if you think about a couple of things, who is it that's going to work for you? 2023, the cost of commodities have gone through the roof. And what are we finding? More people are becoming their own individual supplier of chicken, wheat. You're starting to see it. I didn't say weed. I said wheat.
See? All right, we got to go for a commercial break. Both of us believe in capitalism. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You're listening to Joe Messina on the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemazzini.com, joemazzini.com. You can sign up for the weekly email blast and or the text messaging. Text GOJOE to 77222. That's GOJOE, one word, GOJOE, 77222. Let me bring him back on with me. Arif Halaby is joining me. He dedicated his life to protecting people. He's transitioned from about 11 years of service with the Los Angeles Police Department to helping people protect and preserve their hard-earned assets through his financial services company. He's the founder of TFS Financial and Insurance Services. And Arif, yeah, I want to keep my money, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it to the government anymore. I'm done.
Well, I'll tell you, because rich people have always made the rules, I love it when people say things like, you know, part of the conversation is, well, yeah, don't rich pay enormous amounts of taxes. It's very true. 43% of Californians pay no income tax, zero.
Wow.
43%. That's an enormous number. That means 57% pay for the rest. Okay, well, let's break it down even further. About 5% of Americans, 5%, it's not very many, 15 million or so, right? 16, 17 million. They pay more than half for the rest of the country. So when you think about this, you've got to ask yourself, where's all the money coming from? Of course, when I say the word taxes, I'm saying income tax. But all the other little taxes we pay, Of course it eats up your account.
I'm sorry. I can't let you lie like that. We pay fees.
Fees, that's right. I love it when people go through this life of trying to figure out, you know, they're not going to raise my car registration or my property tax because we have Proposition 13, which is a California thing, or we have guarantees or homestead acts or whatever it might be. But they raise user fees or assessments or vehicle assessments or car. They're all baloney. It's the same thing. If it leaves my pocket and goes to theirs, you can call it Mickey Mouse and address. Doesn't matter to me. It's still gone from me. And I think, I don't know what most people have figured out when they look in the mirror and they say, how am I going to get by financially? I don't know what they're thinking, except one thing, and that is you have to stop voting in these crazy people. Anybody who says we need to raise taxes, it's for the children, we need to secure the future, all of those crazy things generally mean leaving your money and going to theirs.
They're having we're having massive rainstorms in California, and I think it's interesting because in the late 70s was the first time they passed a tax bill to collect money to rebuild the infrastructure, specifically for infrastructure. They have raised over $280 billion for infrastructure. They have spent less than $10 billion, and most of that has been strictly on either minor repair work and or doing surveys to find out where they could build some collection sites. We still, 70% of the water we get still runs off to the ocean.
Let me tell you, trillions of gallons of water go out to sea. The last few weeks in California, the biggest lie the Democrat politicians have told is that we have a drought in California. Now you might say, but Arif, have you not seen Lake Mead? Oh my gosh, look over at Lake Powell. Have you not seen the Colorado River is trickling into the sea? No. I didn't say we don't have a man-made drought. Because you can't have trillions of gallons leave and go out on a concrete. Let's think about this for a second. There's a concrete floor through all of Southern California.
Yeah.
And then the water doesn't absorb into the natural occurring water tables.
Right.
Because it's concrete. So it rushes out to sea.
People don't realize that our rivers, like the LA River, there's actually a double cement wall, right? There's a regular cement floor, and then there's a cement floor under that floor.
That's right. That's right.
To your point, how does the water get, you know, reclaimed back into the ground, filtered properly? And
it's part of the issue is the groundwater concerns we have in Southern California is that all that groundwater has gone out to sea. Now, I understand having cement on the sides to keep the sides from collapsing and landslides and problem mudslides. I get it. But when the bottom of the LA River is cement, you cannot tell me that the politicians, now either they're lying about a drought, okay, I'm willing to bite that they're not. Okay, there is a drought. Then they're either highly incompetent or criminally liable for something that they're not doing anything about and they're collecting a paycheck. That's dishonest. We do not have a drought in Southern California that is not manageable. They allow the Sacramento River to run out to sea. It used to be that the Sacramento River watered all the vegetables and fruits in the Central Valley of California, mm-hmm. which was called the breadbasket of the United States. Guys, if you've had strawberries in the middle of season, they've come from there.
Yep.
If you've had grapes and wine and on. And it was all watered, by and large anyway, from the Sacramento River Delta.
Yep.
Well, surprise, guess what they did? They let it go out to sea to save two fish. So then they used groundwater to water the vegetables. The groundwater, that's right, it was two big fish. I mean, literally, there were two fish found, a steckleback something or other. They went out to sea, so the water goes out. So they use groundwater to water the vegetables. That means there's less for people. So they have to tap into the Colorado River, Lake Mead, and Lake Powell. Now you have Las Vegas, Phoenix, southern Utah. You have places all along in Mexico that have an entitlement to that same water source that California is taking a greater bite of because it's mismanaging its other water methods. Look, if this doesn't end up in some sort of a, I don't want to say civil war, but, you know,
civil water war.
A civil water war between the states up through the Supreme Court, I think there's going to be some civil issues.
Yeah, I think you know people aren't that much into what we're talking about because they don't understand what's going on in the San Francisco area, which is what's keeping, or the Bay Area as they call it in California, which is keeping the fresh water truly from being able to be used down in Southern California. It's amazing how these little minnows, the fish that we use to fish with, are the ones that they're protecting, which I just find totally amazing. And it shows you how much power the eco freaks have actually been able to amass here in California.
Well, we saw a report recently about the polar bears, right? The polar bears. I saw this recently. I go, first of all, you know polar bears can swim. I mean, we're good with that, right? They swim. Got it. But in addition to all of this, every report I have seen keeps showing that the polar bear population is growing at a rapid rate. If anything, it's sustaining itself, but we think it's growing. Everybody else across the nation, across the world, that's bipartisan, no agenda, says the... The freaks. I was going to say something different, but you know, the environment.
I call them eco freaks. You say it that way. Yeah.
It's ultimately creating a problem because it's affecting your financial life. They're making decisions on an irrelevant, irrational, and an incorrect assumption, and that's a big challenge.
Well, I've been saying this forever. I do it every year on Earth Day, and I go read the predictions that were made in the late 60s and early 70s. And not one of those predictions have come true, not a one. You know, I mean, to the point of we were going to have mass famine across the globe. What we have is mass obesity across the globe. Two-thirds of the population should have been wiped out by now. How many times they said that we only have 8, 10, 12 years left? And, you know, the joke is that there are more polar bears today than there was when Al Gore was born. So if this really was a problem and an issue, why hasn't it been? You know, I don't know if you remember some of the predictions in the late 60s, early 70s. Part of it was New York's, you know, Manhattan, it was going to be uninhabitable because the first two levels were going to be covered by water.
Well, you had the crazy congressman. Who remember
which one?
Remember that congressman, the black congressman from somewhere.
I thought
Guam was going to go underwater because of all the. Are we putting too many people on Guam?
God,
because if we're moving some of our military men and women there,
he's making legislation. He's making laws for you.
Can
people.
You understand that? And I spoke to somebody who happens to know the admiral. Actually, it was somebody very, very close to that admiral. And he said,
"Can you imagine being in that room, being a military guy?"
So here's what he said.
Trying not to laugh.
Here's what he said. He said he actually bit his lip to the place to the place of bleeding.
Oh God!
Because he didn't want to be somebody who disrespected a congressman.
By the way, it was Congressman Hank Johnson.
There you go, Hank Johnson. From where? It's got to be a lovely place.
Yeah, just don't get me in trouble here. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where he's from. I'll look it up. But, yeah, he was worried that Guam was going to tip over because there was too much weight on one side of the island. Apparently, he thinks everything is like on a little tripod or teeter-totter or something.
It's unbelievable, the lack of understanding of geology. I remember I was 18 years old in my junior college oceanography class. I learned this.
You got 40 seconds. Hurry up.
Super easy to do, guys. Listen, give me a call at 888-99-RETIRE if you have a question. Maybe I can help.
Yeah, super easy. You know, you're right. You know, I tell people that all the time. Don't try to figure it out from our conversation.
Yes.
Give a call. Check out the website. What's the website?
It's tfswealth.com. Stands for Total Financial Solutions, or TF as in Frank, S as in Sam, wealth.com.
Right. Perfect. Thank you, Irv. And give him a call. You don't know what you don't know until you call him and start asking questions. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me tomorrow. And tell your friends, loved ones, and unloved ones about the show. Let's see if we get their blood pressure up.